You're listening to KNKX, and healthcare jobs are changing fast. Nurses and other medical professionals rely more and more on computers. In some cases, they don't even have to be in the same room as their patients to do their jobs. That's the case at CHI Franciscan Health, which operates a virtual hospital in Tacoma. 88.5's Will James visited to find out what it's like for the people who work there.
Here in the virtual ICU, or intensive care unit, two nurses are sitting in a silent room. Shannon Zawilski used to spend all day on her feet in a physical ICU. Now she spends her 12-hour shifts watching a screen.
These are all of our patients that we're monitoring right now, so our number's at 62.
They're some of the hospital network's most fragile patients. She picks a name off the list and clicks.
And you can see when I picked a patient and opened that chart, it opened here, this widget board, and that will graphically display trends in, as you can see, vital signs, oxygen status.
With another click, a camera takes her inside the patient's room. Zawilski had to adjust to working in a different building, sometimes a different county from her patients, but she's come to appreciate that distance. After all, nurses rarely get to work in peace and quiet. She says it gives her perspective.
It does, absolutely. Going from the bedside where you are being pulled and constantly interrupted with phone calls and providers and, hey, help me, hey, help me, hey, help me, to being able to sit still and really broaden my perspective as far as the bigger picture with this patient.
And that's the point. The staffers here are an extra set of eyes for doctors and nurses on the ground. CHI Franciscan's 8 hospitals are scattered around Western Washington, but they're all tethered to this one virtual hub. Matt Levi leads this division. He says that centralized model is rare, but growing more common.
We are very much like a virtual hospital where we have a leadership team, we have nursing structure with a director and managers, and so the whole unit is functioning very much in a cohesive way.
And part of that unit is virtual companions.
We take care of patients with our hearts more than with our hands.
Hearts more than hands. Damaris Muida says her job is still an intimate one, even though she does it from a computer. From a station with 6 monitors, she watches over patients who need extra supervision, like those at risk of falling. Cameras allow her to look inside the patient's rooms and even chat with them.
One time we had a patient who was so confused, very impulsive, getting off the bed so often, and we were able to redirect him in a way that he felt loved, because he just wanted somebody to talk to him.
But also it's beneficial to the care assistants.
Laura Meacham oversees this program.
Care assistant work is very physical work, and sometimes care assistants have career-ending injuries just because of age. You know, they wear out as they get older, and so this is awesome because it gives them another option to extend their career.
You'd think watching monitors for 8 hours a day would be its own challenge, but it's not for Damaris Muida.
It's not hard because it's just that job that you do with your heart. And having the patient's safety in mind, you're always a lot because you want to catch every little detail that is going on.
Details that could save the life of a patient who may not even know someone's watching. Will James, 88.5 News.